Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for being here. The Committee on Commerce and Tourism will now come to order. Gabriella, would you please call the roll?
Senator Monford?
Here.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Gibson? Senator Hudson? Senator Latvala? Senator Pasadomo? Senator Rodriguez? Senator Young? Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Would you ask that you please stand with the Pledge of Allegiance led by Senator Pasadomo?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, thank you for being here. We ask that you please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee today, we ask that you fill out an appearance card and get it to our staff. Members, we have a couple of senators that need to be before other committees, so we're going to move rather rapidly here. We've got First Senate Bill 76 by Senator Garcia. Senator Garcia, if you'll come on up and explain your bill, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And this bill provides a one-day sales tax holiday each year on the Saturday after Thanksgiving for small businesses and their products. And where we getting this idea from is American Express, I think in 2010, instituted this small business holiday or cashback for their cardholders. And we are wanting to take it a step further and make sure that we can go ahead and give small businesses a tax-free holiday or taxpayers on that one day after the Saturday after Thanksgiving to try to encourage and promote our local and small businesses and encourage people to shop at our small businesses. And that's what the bill does, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Garcia. Are there any questions on the bill? Senator Young.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just a simple question. How would a small business individual who wanted to take advantage of this tax holiday identify themselves as such when they're shopping?
Senator Garcia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Through promotion, they'll promote themselves. They'll let their customers know that they are participating in this tax-free holiday. Again, because it is an opt-in program, so they would have to file with the Department of Revenue for this to be part of the tax-free holiday.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, I think I misunderstood then. So it's not a tax-free holiday for small businesses to buy supplies for their businesses. It is a tax-free holiday.
It's sales tax holiday.
Holiday for people to shop at small businesses.
Correct.
Small Business Friday, right? Or Monday?
Saturday.
Small Business Saturday. Okay, thank you for that clarification.
I apologize for misspeaking. It is a sales tax holiday on goods purchased at small businesses.
Perfect.
Thank you, Senator Garcia. Senator Gaynor.
There's one part here that says, and it's optional, a small business may. It says here that a small business may choose not to participate in the sales tax exemption provided in this section, and it may collect the tax on all sales made during that period. But my question was, where does the money go? If they collect it, do they?
No, it goes back to the Department of Revenue. It goes back to general revenue.
Well, do they file an exemption? Do we know that they don't want to participate?
Right. It'll be an opt-in program. So that means the small businesses, I'm assuming that most, if not all, small businesses will participate in this program since it will help motivate and the consumers to come in for the purchase of their products. So it'll be an effort that we will try to get the message out to small businesses in order for them to participate in the program.
Would you anticipate any problem since most of this stuff is computer generated anyway, would there not be situations where you would really seriously question whether or not their equipment could exempt this?
Again, I'm not a tax individual. I mean, we all pay our taxes, right? But the way that it works the same way that when they collect the taxes on the goods at their location, they then revert those receipts to the state, And in that process of where they collect those taxes from, the state collects those taxes from the individual merchant.
And the state would have, I'm sorry.
Right here.
The state would have the ability to check back and say, well, you sold this much on this
Absolutely.
Day. You charge tax, and we're entitled to it.
Correct.
So that,
yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, Senator.
Thank you, Senator Gainer. Any additional questions? Okay, let's see if we've got any. Tim Nungresser. Thank you. Okay, members, any debate on this bill? Seeing none, Senator Garcia, you recognize a close.
I waive my close, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Garcia. Gabriella, would you please call the roll on SB 76?
Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Young?
Yes.
Senator Gainer?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes, and by your vote, Senate Bill 76 will be reported favorably.
Thank you, Chairman.
Senator Garcia. Next, we have Senator Tabook. Members, this is tab 1 in the Senate Bill 56, tax exemptions for diapers and incontinence products. Senator Book.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. You may remember I filed this bill last year, and Senator Pasadomo was able to present it for me then as I was on maternity leave, so thank you so much, and thank you for agreeing to co-sponsor this year. Senate Bill 56 would exempt diapers and incontinence undergarments, pads, and liners from sales tax, providing much-needed relief to families caring for our state's most vulnerable, including infants, the elderly, and those facing harrowing health issues. Diapers are a major expense for any household with young children or adults with incontinence issues, running in excess of $75 a month on average. For some families, this is just another piece of their monthly budget. But for 52% of Florida's children under the age of 3 who live in low-income families, as do 10% of Florida's elders, and for these families, the cost of diapers can present impossible choices. Should we pay for the electric bill or buy diapers? Families living in poverty tend to make diapers last longer by changing them less frequently, which is more than uncomfortable. It's unhealthy and can cause serious and costly medical issues. I'd like to ask for all of your favorable support and add Florida to number 16 among those who tax-exempt diapers. Thank you so much, Mr. Chair and members.
Thank you, Senator Book. Are there any questions? Okay, no questions. We have an appearance form here. Aaron Choi.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Junior League of Florida waves in support.
Thank you. Members, is there any debate on this bill? Seeing none, Senator Book, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Thank you. Gabriella, would you please call the roll on SB 56?
Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo?
Here. Yes,
I'm sorry. Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Young?
Yes.
Senator Gainer?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes. By your vote, SB 56 will be reported favorably. Next, members, we're going to tab 3, which is SB 170, Rural Economic Development Initiative. Senator Grimsley.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much. Members, this is the same bill that you voted on last year. It's identical to last year. It deals with the Rural Economic Development Initiative. It clarifies legislative intent and establishes the importance of education, workforce development, infrastructure, and health care and the success of rural communities by redefining the term rural area of opportunity to include additional challenges such as failing school grades. It streamlines READY through the reorganization of its membership to a core group of 15, with members being the decision makers rather than someone else in the department. It would include members such as Secretary of Transportation, the Secretary of Environmental Protection, the Commissioner of Agriculture, the State Surgeon General, the Commissioner of Education, the President of Enterprise Florida, the Chair of the Board of Directors of CareerSource, the Chair of the Regional Economic Development Organization. 5 members would be appointed at large by the House, Senate, and Executive Director of DO. The remaining organizations that currently serve will remain as ad hoc committees,
and it also increases accountability and transparency through enhanced reporting and program evaluation. An annual report will be submitted to the Speaker of the House, the President of the Senate, and the Governor. And that is the bill.
Thank you, Senator Grimley. Are there any questions on the bill? Seeing none, we'll go to the appearance forms. Ellen Anderson. Thank you. Jim Spratt. Thank you. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Grimley, you recognize the close?
I'll waive.
Thank you, Senator. Gabriella, would you please call the roll?
Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Young?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes, and by your vote, SB 170 will be reported favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Is there any other business coming before the committee? If not, Senator Hudson moves we adjourn. Without objection, meeting's adjourned. How about that?